previously on Classroom Dive.
But in the podcasting world, you have far fewer people who are actually producing content.
So what, according to you, is the best platform to upload your podcast on?
The platform is going to be doing something. They actually have creators and everything. So they don't do it for you and me.
Every student lives two lives. Let's dive into these lives with Vibhor and Harsha.
Welcome to Classroom Dive.
There are no comparisons between when I started off working and, you know, how you guys are going to start. Honest answer, I will never take an interview more than 15 minutes, and I make a decision on whom to hire within the first 5 minutes. This is a reality of every interview that you're going to be facing tomorrow.
So what's the best way to make a good impact in the first 5 minutes?
It is to stick to your core strengths. Don't try to oversell yourself. Always ask them for a job description, because this is one of the biggest mistakes that people do, is that, you know, they go first job. Arey, haan, theek hai, we'll go for the interview. You don't have a job description in place. You know, that's a very challenging situation. Don't get into that space. So ask them, you know, I want to know a job description so I can come prepared. First 5 minutes, they'll always ask you to introduce yourself and everything. Before you even start that, if you want to really make an impact, start with a question that's very pertinent to the job. Do your research and go. That immediately changes the conversation, because he's no longer interested in, you know, acha tumhara 12th mein marks kitna hai, tumhara graduation mein marks kitna hai, farak nahi padta. Nothing matters. You come out from an IIM, you come out from any place, okay? The reality is that the moment you enter the job market today, see, the real art today is not about learning. It's about unlearning what you have learned, learning something that is new, and then going through the process over and over again every 2 years. Previously, it was 5 years, 10 years, but now it is every 2 years, because the technology is moving at a pace that you cannot control. Just give your phone to a kid who's 5 years old, he'll do things with it that you are probably ashamed of. He'll do things and he'll say, "Mirko ye nahi malum tha." So that's the thing, you know, and that's where our major challenge comes for a lot of people who are coming into the market right now. So that's where I would say the first 5 minutes, go prepared, ask a question.
So can the question be, "So you guys hiring?"
Sure.
You can ask them that, because a lot of people don't do it. That's the funniest thing. They'll call you for an interview to create a database also. This is the reality that I'm telling you. Many people do that. They'll tell you to come for an interview. They won't hire. But that is part and parcel of the entire system. You know, industry leaders, when Narayan Murthy had said this, he keeps repeating this. It's a broken record for him. He says engineers in India are not employable engineers. And it's a reality. When they go back to these companies, they are given a 6 months refresher course, a training course on certain platforms that they have to work with. So it's a very big reality for a lot of people. But when he's saying that, you need to ask yourself what is happening. I'll give a simple example. What happened is that I was working with a person in my local area. He was running classes for engineering grads. And what he did was, he used to have these first year engineering guys come in and, you know, say, okay, you know, we want to actually do something and we want to learn and everything. So he made them work on projects, and he told them, don't save your projects, put it all on GitHub. And he said, it becomes a CV when you're going out to the market. And it became so important for the kids that they started doing that on a regular basis. And I saw this on my own personal experiences, that these kids were getting pay scales that are far outstripping norm, you know. So if an engineering grad is going to be picked up, like, you know, house percentage has 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs in the market, these guys were definitely beating that normal scale by at least around 3-4 lakhs. We have to get into that mode in a better manner. So yes, asking questions is one of the first ways. You guys don't have that challenge, or I would say that you guys don't have the kind of environment that you had to actually, you know, entail that we went through. Today, it is, everything is online. So what happens is that, you know, today knowledge is not the problem. I don't think you guys have a problem of knowledge or anything. No. Math is not the problem. The problem is information. You have so much of it that you have to actually reduce it to a point where you can use it. And that's a very big challenge for you guys as you come ahead, you know, because that's not going to be easy for you guys also. At some given point, you are looking at your own self and saying, "Ore bapri, itna hai. There's so much information out there. So, so much that we have to do." I mean, when you started just podcasting and you started looking at editing and the equipment that is required, you would have said, "Boss, ye kuch zyada nahi hai." You know, you get to a point where you feel that it's overwhelming. This is a new world. We, even as a person who's been handling teams, as a person who's been working in the industry for 15 years, I know for a fact that what I did 15 years ago, it doesn't stand today. It's completely old. It is completely outdated. What we need to be doing now is a very different ballgame altogether. So that's where I'm confident that the new age guys will, you know, they'll be coming out and they'll be doing a lot of changes around. And that's where I would say that it is a little bit difficult for also the older guys, because if you're fixed, if you're not unlearned the old stuff that you have actually learned, then the new learning is never going to happen. And that's where you become redundant, or, you know, you're going to be replaced in an industry.
Time to learn and unlearn, I believe.
Yeah, you have a huge task of learning and unlearning. Huge.
So now we have learned about how podcast works, what are the elements, what are the gadgets required, and how to make our podcasts interesting.
The podcast is ready. How can I make it visible to a larger audience?
When you're targeting any podcast, one of the things is that, yes, there's a lot of legwork also in it. When I say legwork, what I mean is that, you know, see, right now, this one is called Classroom Dive. It started off in for your students. This group is still limited by the fact that there is a smaller number, you know, within say, BIMTech, there is like, say, around 1,000 students.
Correct.
Now you want to increase that this one. So how do you, the problems actually will come about in knowing which platforms are catering to it. Like, say, suppose you go and put your link on, say Pagal Guy and say, you know, I want to promote it there. It will not be allowed, because they'll censor it, because they don't want people to leave their platform and come to your platform. There is a lot of hard work in there, because you're targeting a larger crowd. So even if you want to target an IIM, you need to be talking to somebody from IIM who's willing to, you know, put your this one through a group of friends, and that will actually, you know, that could actually grow.
Let's move to our next session, the rapid fire. So let's start with this. Would you rather have a bad throat or a bad mic?
Bad throat or bad mic?
Yep.
A bad throat.
That was so easy. It's like, isme sochne ki zarurat nahi hai.
Yeah.
Mera mic acha hai. My mic is more important right now.
Mic is more important.
So another one I have for you is, what is the best compliment you have received for your podcast?
This was actually by one of the people I actually did a podcast for, you know, so it was a paid podcast that I did. And when I shared it with him, he said, Sriram, I didn't realize that, you know, this could make my life so easy. After that, you know, when I went into Tech Mahindra and I actually pitched this whole idea, people were like, what the hell is it? The best thing is when senior leadership says, how the hell do you record teachers? You know, that's the best compliment you can actually get, because, you know, you're like, bas ho gaya, mera kaam abhi idhar raha. मैं सिखा सकता हूँ, मेरा काम सिक्योर है यहाँ पर, मेरा जॉब सिक्योर है. That's a kind of situation.
मैं देखता है. The next question. Your favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast recently has been Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. You know, it's really good. I've really enjoyed that. I also enjoy Joe Rogan. It's controversial. It's fun. I've also enjoyed some of them, like Gary Vaynerchuk. He's good. He actually talks a lot of sense. I enjoy him a lot. Tim Ferriss is also some people that I actually enjoy. Michelle Obama is also good. In fact, what people don't realize is that even many of these podcasts, women have a great contribution to play.
So what about in India?
In India, I am yet to come across somebody who is, you know, that's really good, or, you know, I can say, okay, yeah, I'm going to listen to them. Primarily because of various issues, because technology issues, sound issues, being an audiophile, you know, it becomes a problematic issue. Mm. There is one by a lady based out of Dehradun, I think, Dehradun or Manali. She talks on minimalism as a, you know, as an aspect of life. Her name is Upasana Singh. These are a couple of people that I've enjoyed listening to, because, you know, they bring value to me.
One question, because, you know, you've been talking about these two people a lot. You have one opportunity and you have to choose either of them. Will that be Michelle Obama or Barack Obama?
I would choose Michelle Obama. The reason is that whatever Barack Obama does, or whatever he did in his his office, was primarily as a part of being a politician, of being a politician who has to safeguard American interests. But when you take Michelle, what happens is that she is on the outside. She is not directly impacting policy, but it gives you an opportunity to look at what does a woman bring to a table. Even now, when you go to United States and you see Michelle Obama, there is broad-based support for her, even from the conservative side. That's a funny thing, you know, when you have a broad-based support, even from the conservatives, she's a Democratic politician's wife, she has been a lifelong Democrat, and you have broad-based support from the Republicans also, because they respect what she brings to the table. That's the person I would definitely like to talk to. because that will give me an insight on, you know, when they are standing outside, she's standing outside the decision making process and looking at it, and she may agree with it, she may not agree with it, but she has a voice of her own. But at that point she might not have had a, you know, saying, but
correct.
When she moves out, she has a very different perspective, and that's very interesting to actually.
So Shriram, thank you so much for joining us on Classroom Dive. I hope you had fun.
I had a lot of fun. I think Harsha has been sweating it out, and you know, she's been having this one. That's a reality. I have my AC behind me.
I am not done. I am still not done with this episode. I really want to talk to you more. I mean, I hate that, you know, there's this thing called time. Otherwise, I would have asked more.
I'm being honest, because I'm not doing this primarily for myself. There is a lot of huge value that a lot of people will take from your work. So don't I mean, one or two comments, people will say, Harry, what the hell are you doing, or you know, this is bullshit, that's definitely going to come. But don't the guys who are doing that is because, yeah, you know, they don't have the bloody capability.
The best thing we have heard is that you guys are spreading hate. I was like, okay,
huh?
Yeah.
How the hell is that possible? I listen to your podcast.
Thanks.
I mean, just because somebody has a difference of opinion, that's a problem, I think, in today's world. I think we have made a very big mistake, because that we don't understand between opinion and fact.
Yeah.
Social media becomes a little bit of a tricky space. So when people say that you're spreading hate, right? You need to address that in a more. You need to use humor to address that. You need to use humor to address that. I'll tell you the reason why I say that. When you use humor to address that, you disarm the entire thing. You know, you disarm the entire thing. And be self-deprecating about it. You know, when you're self-deprecating and say, oh, boss, malum hai. That's a way that we can move forward. Otherwise, what will happen is that, you know, people are like, oh, babre, this person posted this and you hosted him. That's why you guys are spreading that.
Dude, I'm going to use this one. Mereko pata hai. I'm spreading it. Mereko pata hai. Aur kuch naya batao. Ye batao, kaisa laga episode?
Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, you need to get into that space where controversy will be a part of this. Whatever we do, controversy will be a part of it.
Exactly. And when it's a close community, it's controversy is more, you know, prone to you.
So Shriram, thank you so much for joining us, and keep listening to Classroom Dive.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.